This is John Thomas. I'm the author of a book entitled You Can Live It Any Way You Choose, and Indeed You Can. Today, in the 12th episode, we're going to start on the path to no longer being fat permanently. Now let's go over just a couple of points so you can understand exactly why we're going to do this. Number one, you're fat and you don't want to be fat anymore. You hate being fat. You can't stand it. Number two, you made yourself fat. That's what happened. You knew you were doing it, but you did it anyway. You could feel the pounds coming on, but there was frankly nothing you could do to stop it. It just happened. And then the realization that you're keeping yourself fat. It's not a question of not being able to lose weight. You are eating just enough food to make sure that you stay fat. Now, intellectually and logically, you don't want to be fat anymore. You're tired of it. You want to be thin. But the fact is, emotionally, you will not let yourself lose weight or weigh any less. Now, you know that what they call losing weight is a joke. Virtually everybody regains any weight they think they lost. Losing weight is just temporary. You're going to gain it back. Why? Because weight is just a symptom. It is not the problem. Now, eating for nourishment is not your problem. You get plenty of nourishment. You are eating to maintain your weight at a fat level. Now, let me tell you, the only way, and I say emphasize only way, you are ever permanently going to weigh less is to eliminate the need you have felt and still feel to eat so much food, or to, as I say it, to continue to put so much food in your mouth. So the first thing you have to do is understand and then feel the problem. I will tell you again, you do not have a weight problem. Weight is the result. You've had a problem satisfying your emotional needs because you've been doing it with food. So what we're going to do is find out the real reasons you're keeping yourself fat. Step number one, you're going to analyze what you've been doing so you can understand it. First, we're going to do it intellectually, then we're going to do it emotionally. You're going to do this by figuring it out all by yourself. It's not a test. You don't get a grade. You don't report to anyone. Here's what you're going to do. Step number one, before you put any food in your mouth from now on, any food at all, I don't care what food it is, you're going to say to yourself, I weigh too much, so why am I eating this food? That's question number one. Number two, am I really hungry? Number three, do I really want this food in my system, or do I just want it in my mouth? Number four, how will I feel if I don't eat this food? Now, this is not a diet. I am not trying to persuade you to eat differently, or eat less, or not eat the food. The point is that for you to think about and understand what you're doing, because you really don't know. You don't really know. You eating is just something you do automatically. You know you eat too much, but you don't know why. Now you're going to find out why, and you're going to be able to stop it. You are learning why you are insisting in putting all that food in your mouth when you know it makes you fat and keeps you fat and makes you unhappy and keeps you unhappy. Let's start. It's breakfast time. How do you choose what to eat? What foods do you want? Do you have eggs, bacon, cereal, toast, nothing, just coffee? Whatever it is, no food ever, ever, ever goes in your mouth without you understanding why you're doing it. Ask yourself, how would I feel if I didn't get the bacon or the cereal or the eggs or whatever it is you eat in your mouth? Are you doing that for nourishment or because you really taste good and you feel you have to do it? And then say to yourself, how am I going to feel if I don't have this food in my mouth, if I don't eat this food? Let's say you're used to eating bacon, been doing it for years or months. All of a sudden, you're not going to do it now. So how are you going to feel? What's going to happen? Go through this every single time, because the whole point is for you to understand it. Let's go to work. You're at a coffee break. There's sweet rolls, there's Danish, there's muffins, they all look terrific. You just think it's dynamite. But you're fat. Why on earth would you want to put that food in your mouth? Yeah, it's irresistible. Your mouth is watering. You know you really want to put the food in your mouth. You want that food in your system? You know that food's going to make you fat. You know it's going to keep you fat. Then if so, why are you going to eat it? I'm not trying to talk you out of eating it. I want to know what causes you to continue to eat the food. And I don't really want to know. You want to know. Because you're the one who's fat. Now, Let's go further. A lot of people keep snacks or candy in their desk at work. Do you? If so, why would you do that? Do you feel nervous if you don't have the candy or the snacks in your desk or in your pocket or your purse? Does it make you feel more secure to have the food there or the snacks? And then, when you're thinking of putting any of those snacks in your mouth, ask yourself the same questions. Why on earth am I doing this? And how will I feel if I don't? Do I really want this food into my system? Or is it something that I feel I have to have in my mouth? And if I don't have it in my mouth, will I get nervous? Will I feel insecure? Will I get edgy? Will I get anxious? Will I become short-tempered? You see, because those are all emotional reactions. Those are all negative emotional reactions. Now, it's lunchtime. You go out with friends. How do you decide what to eat? How do you decide where to go? How do you decide what to order? Because you know that certain foods, whatever they may be, if you feel like eating them, they're going to make you fat or keep you fat. Why would you choose those foods? And whatever foods you choose, you ask yourself the same questions. Why am I doing this? Do I want the food in my system, or do I just want it in my mouth? Is it going to make me unhappy or happy? Why would you put any food in your mouth if it would ultimately make you unhappy? I mean, if you're unhappy being fat, and you know the food you're choosing is going to continue to make you fat or stay fat, why are you doing it? You will find there's an emotional reason. Now let's skip to dinner. Dinner's a little different. Dinner is normally a family meal. People spend more time at dinner, and you probably eat more food at dinner than you eat at any other time. So how do you choose what to eat at dinner, and how do you choose how much food to eat? Same thing. Same questions every single time. Do not put a bite of food in your mouth until you understand exactly why it is you're doing it. Do you ever overeat at dinner? Why would you do that? You know overeating makes you fat. Now, let's take one step further. Let's go to watching television. Now, this is like the bellwether test. You're sitting in front of the television set. You just ate dinner, you finished dinner an hour or so ago. Do you ever have snacks watching television? You don't need the snacks. You just ate dinner. You've had plenty of nourishment. You've had plenty of food. But people invariably have snacks. Really, why? Let's say it's potato chips. Let's say it's ice cream. I don't care what it is. It's dessert. Why are you doing it? You know you're unhappy if you're being fat, and you are sitting there, and you have to put your hand and take some peanuts or potato chips or something. Tell you what to do. You really want to feel it? Here's what to do. Watch television and don't have any snacks. Again, this is not a diet. I'm not trying to convince you to eat less or differently. I want you to feel the emotion, emotional reaction you have to not having the food when you want it. And this isn't, snacks are not food for nourishment. Snacks are food to have something in your mouth. It's the clear, unchallenged test of why you're doing what you're doing. I want you to feel the emotional reactions. I want you to experience it. I want you to feel how it is and feel what causes you to do it. And if you go for an evening or an hour or two without the snacks and you begin to feel edgy and anxious and upset because you want it in your mouth, then put some of the snacks in your mouth. Eat some of them and see how you feel. I'll tell you right now, you'll have what I call a positive emotional reaction. You'll feel better. It'll be okay. The edginess will go away. The anxiety will go away. And once that happens, you'll begin to understand the emotional reasons that you made yourself fat. You wanted those feelings, those good feelings, and you couldn't stand the feelings of anxiety or the other negative emotional reactions if you didn't put all that food in your mouth. So you have to keep doing this. It may sound like a lot of work. It's really not. After a while, it becomes second nature. Just do it for a day, a week, 2 weeks. And the idea is to feel it so you understand what you're doing. That is the key to what we're going to do next. I'm going to continue this on the next episode. This is John Thomas signing off.